Hi, this is a dictation for Eulalia. Eulalia Inge, E-U-L-A-L-I-A-I-N-G-E. Date of birth is 5/27/1971. Date of accident 3/20/2022. Date of service is 12/19/2022. The patient Eulalia Inge is here. She complains that she is suffering from pain in the neck and the lower back to the tune of 6. And recently she fell down at work on 12/15/2022, 4 days ago. She fell off a step and she hit the porch. It is a work-related accident. She sprained her left ankle, which is hurting her a lot, and she was seen at Beaumont Hospital ER. But this is not part of the automotive accident injury. She is using cervical traction device. She is doing spine traction. She is doing physical therapy. And she reports almost 70% improvement in her symptoms. Her pain level usually remains between 6 and 7. ADLs are affected 7, especially affecting the general activity, mood, work, relationship, people, enjoyment of life to the tune of 6. Sleep is affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the system review, patient reports that she's suffering from difficulty sleeping, anxiety, depression, panic, fatigue, poor grades at work. No symptoms of TBI are reported, no headaches, dizziness, vertigo. There is no vision problem or blackout, fainting, seizures, or confusion, disorientation, or loss of balance. No loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient reports ongoing stiffness of the neck and lower back with pain in the neck and the lower back and decreased range of motions. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence, the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool or trouble swallowing are reported. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient report there are no changes in the pain level. Actually, there is an improvement, 70%, except for the right ankle, which is hurted in a recent work-related injury. No changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Ultran. Substance abuse, none is reported, and compliance with the patient is fully compliant with the pain medication. Physical examination, blood pressure is 145 over 102, pulse is 92, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the exam comes from a previous visit of 11/17/2022, dictation number 1123-029, along with diagnosis. The plan is to continue physical therapy 2 times per week. We have requested a physical therapy evaluation and a recertification from the therapist. However, now the patient will continue 2 times per week with traction and massage. And work restriction is ordered, light duty, 8 hours, 6 days, 10 pounds. No other restrictions. The maps have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed. The patient will continue on Mobit, 15 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Acifax, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol codeine with for 1 or 2 PRN for pain, Xanax 1.5 milligram twice a day for the relaxation, Lyrica, 50 milligram twice a day for general pain relief. Other than that, patient will do home therapy and home treatment, and continue seeing a personal doctor for injury to the right ankle. Thank you. She'll be seen in 30 days' time. And also her MRIs were reviewed with her. She has an issue in the right shoulder with acromial deltoid bursitis, suppressed spinal stenosis, and a bulging disc of L4 and L5, herniated disc at L5-S1, and in the cervical spine there is a involvement of 3 discs from C3, 4, 4, 5, and 5, 6. She has been advised about CESI, LESI, and right shoulder injection. The patient has been avoiding them. She refuses injection treatment and also surgical treatment. She doesn't want any interventional treatments or even surgical. Thank you.